I'm David Brancaccio. More states are easing some lockdown restrictions, with New York State outside the New York City metro region allowing more businesses to phase back in now. New Jersey, too. Massachusetts on Monday. California's lifting some rules. First, the Wall Street Journal, then the New York Times got a hold of the plan at McDonald's, where the bathrooms will be cleaned every half an hour, and there are company talking points to be used by employees to deal with customers who break the rules. From the Workplace Culture Desk, here's Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino.
Los Angeles requires residents to wear masks outside their homes, including when they shop at stores. But Deanna Richardson, a cashier at Ralph's, sees customers who don't wear them.
And I'll say, sir, you know, next time you come in, or ma'am, I need you to wear a face mask, and then they cuss me out. I'll do what I want. Don't ever tell me what to do again.
And she's heard about violent incidents erupting in other stores. Earlier this week, a security guard at an L.A. Target suffered a broken arm after employees confronted two men about allegedly not wearing face masks.
It shouldn't be the role of a retail employee to enforce the law.
Jason Brewer is with the Retail Industry Leaders Association. He says stores should rely on signs and PA announcements to inform the public of the rules. But those rules have become symbols of differing worldviews, says Thomas Papinski at Cornell.
The mask is a visible reminder of the existence of a crisis.
And that means retail employees may find that a request to wear a mask puts them in a tough spot. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.